It's time for the all-new Gervie's Law, cross-examining the ages, with your host, Alan Gervie, and introducing your co-host, Michelle Lobato. Alan is the managing partner of the law firm of Rowan, Gervie & Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm which has represented injured workers for over 40 years. And now, here's your host, Alan Gervie.
Yes, I am Alan Gervie. I am your host. I got to turn my volume up. I can't hear myself, and most people turn the volume down when they hear my voice. I like to turn it up.
That is so true.
And this is a special show. It's our Thanksgiving weekend show. Michelle Lobato, aren't you excited to be here?
I'm so excited. Yes, I'm stoked, and I'm grateful.
And you almost missed it.
Yes, I was running late once again.
Oh, what a shock. And what is it about, now you're getting, about your age group. They don't care about being on time.
To be fair, it's not my age group. It was the city of LA. I was only 8 miles away, and yet it took me 45 minutes to get here.
You didn't plan ahead.
I did plan ahead.
I always look at Waze or at Google Maps or something so I know what the traffic's like. What do you do?
I just think in my head, mileage. Santa Monica to Culver City is only 8 miles.
Well, I want to tell you something because now, as of now, you are almost an adult because you're celebrating a birthday. Not only is it Thanksgiving, we are celebrating Michelle's birthday today. How old are you?
I am 25, so my frontal lobe has fully developed now.
What's a frontal lobe?
I don't know. The thing that makes you an adult.
Oh, adult or an adult?
See, an adult.
In Canada, we say adult. In the United States, they say adult. So there's a lot of adults here. In Canada, we're just adults. It's a different way of speaking. But, ba-dum-bum, we have a special show because what do? On Thanksgiving? We bring the family here because Thanksgiving is a family time, even though... I'm from Canada, and we never celebrated Thanksgiving, but I'm learning to do it, and I have my kids here. It's so exciting for a return visit to Gervie's Law. It's been a while, but we have Hudson and Harper.
Hi.
Did you like how I did that? I pointed to Harper, and I said Hudson, and then I pointed to Hudson, and I said Harper. They're both here. Are you excited to be back on Gervie's Law?
Yeah.
Why are you excited?
Because it's fun.
Oh my God.
Wow,
and
they sound
not,
so scripted.
They're not twins. They are not twins. Have you met Michelle?
No, yeah. I don't think so.
We have met. Oh. We've met like twice.
I guess you're not that memorable.
Yeah.
You've met her. And
you can rely on kids to tell you the truth.
What do you want to wish her?
Happy Thanksgiving. And happy birthday.
Thank you.
And you got something for Michelle for her birthday, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. We got you a donut.
Oh, you're not supposed to tell here.
Oh, whoops.
Now's a bad time to tell you I don't eat gluten, but...
She doesn't eat gluten. And that happened previously. Well, you can open it because they want them. That's the purpose why they bought them.
We're going to be doing a mukbang. Do you know what that is?
Absolutely not.
Kids, do you know what a mukbang is?
No.
Really? Okay, so then maybe... Now we have three generations here. A mukbang is when you eat food... And it sounds like ASMR on the mic with all the chewing, and some people like it, and then you just talk about random topics.
Don't talk about ASMR. Harper is obsessed.
I'm not.
Yeah, everything you touch.
That's just because I like tapping on things with my nails.
Oh, wow, that's so cool. You got great nails. Or was that Michelle?
That was me.
Yeah.
Every time you touch something, you do ASMR. Hudson, you're not into ASMR.
A little bit.
A little bit. You have to stay close to the mic. If you're going to move away, we're not going to hear you. Okay. Now we can hear you. So she's looking at it. She's gluten-free. She's not going to eat it. It was a terrible gift to get, just like my Secret Santa last year who'd worked for me for 25 years. And what did she bring me? Coffee. I've never tasted coffee in my life. She's worked for 25 years, and my Secret Santa gift was coffee. I couldn't get excited about it. So what's happening? You're giving your gift back to the kids?
Oh, yeah.
Did you even look at them?
I did. And you know what else I looked at this past weekend? Our viral video on TikTok after Dancing with the Stars.
Wow, that was quite a transition.
Yeah.
You had that plan. When you were waiting in your car trying to get here, you were trying to think, how can I get into the viral video? Harper, you like Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, I really like it.
It's one of your favorite shows?
Yeah.
But you know that they had the finals this week, right?
Mm-hmm.
And who was here last week, just before the finals, sitting in the chair you're sitting in?
Corey Feldman.
Yeah. Good. Hudson knows. He's on top of it. And amazingly, Michelle, that show went crazy. The Gervie's Law Show, because Corey Feldman said on our show that, pow, it blew up. He said that the environment, the culture at Dancing with the Stars was toxic. And what did I say, kids, when he said it's toxic? What did I say?
What did you say?
Remember I screamed, toxic?
Oh, yeah.
And who knew that was going to go viral? The Daily Mail, E! News, People, Yahoo, Just Jared, Page Six, all of them, every media outlet had me going, toxic!
Can I just read one of my favorite comments from the TikTok? Someone took a zoomed-in photo of his Starbucks drink and said, he would be a Frappuccino guy. I don't know what they mean by that.
That's hilarious.
So I had curiosity as to what you and the kids think that means.
I have no idea. Do you know?
Nope.
No.
What are you at Starbucks?
What do you mean? What's my order?
Yeah, what's your order?
Oh, chai latte.
Chai latte.
Iced chai latte.
That's pretty cool. I don't know what that is. Hudson?
Like a strawberry acai or something. Like
you don't even know what it is? How do you order it?
It's an acai.
Acai.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was a pink drink.
There is a pink drink.
You guys want the pink drink, don't you? No?
Not really.
Not anymore?
Kind of, but...
You know, I don't go to Starbucks, I don't do coffees, and nothing, so I have no idea.
What they mean by, of course, he'd be a Frappuccino guy?
Never heard of that before, but apparently he is. He was very outspoken on our show, and all the media outlets picked it up, as I said. And then they had the finals this week, but we can't talk about the finals because Harper...
Please don't talk about it.
Why?
Because I haven't had that much time to watch it, so I'm still on, I think it's Rock and Roll Night. Mm. So I'm still watching that, so I don't want to know.
So you've got them taped, and you're going to watch and see.
Yeah.
And don't you watch the news to see who won?
No.
But you know about Corey Feldman being on Gervie's Law, because that blew up the internet. That's what everyone was talking about. The toxic environment. Toxic! on Gervie's Law. All right, Hudson's looking at me like he doesn't want to talk about this anymore. Should we talk about Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Okay. What's special about Thanksgiving? Let's hear from Michelle, because we're in the same family. She's not in our family. So maybe she can tell us, what's special for her on Thanksgiving.
What's special is that everybody gets in the mindset of being grateful for, you know, everyday things, from little things to big things. I think it's great that the country as a whole takes time to really sit and be grateful with their lives.
I don't believe that for a second.
You don't believe that that's what makes Thanksgiving special?
I don't think the country as a whole does anything together.
Yes, they do. They don't agree on Thanksgiving.
No, they don't agree on anything. I walked in here and I saw a few people here at KABC and I said, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? One of them says, I'm just watching football. Another one said, oh, I'm going to have some family over. Another one said, you know, I'm not doing anything.
But that's the beauty of it. You get to choose and you get to be grateful for having that freedom to do what
it is. But I don't think people are grateful. Some people are just depressed.
I think you can be depressed and grateful.
Guys, what are you? Grateful, depressed, or something else?
Grateful. And excited that we don't have school for almost a week.
Yeah. Some of the schools are off for the whole week. Your school isn't.
Yeah.
But you've been off for a while. And how was Thanksgiving?
It was really good.
Now, let's talk about the Gervie tradition of Thanksgiving, which is to do nothing related to Thanksgiving. Is that right?
Kind of.
Why is it?
I mean, we usually, go somewhere, and I don't think we've ever done the same thing, twice.
Right.
So, like,
I think you're right.
We usually do a new thing every Thanksgiving.
Why don't we have the traditional, what we're going to ask Michelle about, which is the Thanksgiving dinner and all that? Why don't we do that?
Oh, because we don't have any family.
Oh, yeah.
That lives.
Right. Well, we don't have any family. I mean, we have family.
That lives in L.A.
Not in L.A.
Yeah.
So we don't experience Thanksgiving. And being from Canada, we never celebrated Thanksgiving. So, what about this year? What was special about Thanksgiving?
We went to Disneyland.
Is that what you're supposed to do on Thanksgiving?
No, but I think it's cool. You guys try a new experience every single Thanksgiving. That sounds like a tradition in and of itself.
That's true. Do you remember what we did last year?
We didn't go skiing. We just stayed home.
Did we?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
We saw Wicked, I think.
That was last year.
Oh, the Wicked before. Yeah. The first Wicked.
Oh, maybe.
I can't believe you remember that.
Have you guys seen the second Wicked already?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's really good.
Does it have a satisfying ending?
Yeah.
Kind of.
There, I'm waiting to hear about the ending. I was asleep, so you guys, you know, one day.
How could you scream through Alphaba's singing?
I enjoyed it. I mean, I think they were.
You weren't really on asleep. You were asleep. I saw you. I looked next to me, and I saw you just like on your phone.
Well, I work a lot. You know, that's the thing. I just can't let Wicked come in between me and my work.
Can't relate.
It's art in the control room. Do you guys celebrate Canadian Thanksgiving?
We do not, but thanks for asking. Some people do, and in fact...
What's Canadian Thanksgiving?
There you go. What's Canadian Thanksgiving? So some of my Canadian friends will ask me, like, what are you doing for Canadian Thanksgiving? And I'm just where I forget it takes place, which is really sad. Do you want to know what Canadian Thanksgiving is?
Yeah.
Maybe Art can tell you, because I certainly don't remember.
I'm not going to say this is from AI, but it's from AI. Canadian Thanksgiving is a harvest festival celebrated on the second Monday in October to give thanks for the season's bounty.
Yeah, and my family didn't really celebrate it. We had a day off school, I think, but we didn't really celebrate. Not like Americans celebrate Thanksgiving. So
it is. It's a more low-key holiday than its U.S. counterpart, according to
very low-key.
They're less grateful in Canada.
We're not grateful at all. But a lot of people are grateful that they don't live in the United States. So that's one thing the Canadians share. But we won't talk about it. You guys, you have dual citizenship?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you plan on using your Canadian citizenship someday?
Maybe. I don't know.
Hudson?
Mm, yeah, maybe.
What do you want to do with it? Go to school in Canada and get a cheaper rate?
No.
Well, I'd like you to do that. Michelle, tell us about Thanksgiving. And then we want to ask the kids what they're thankful for.
Yeah, well, I was in London, and being in London made me all the more grateful for the beautiful weather I have in Southern California and American culture.
So it rained a lot when you were there?
So it was pouring rain, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Pretty much snowing, 20 degrees Fahrenheit.
Did you do anything fun?
Yes, I went to a show, Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, wow. Hey, you guys, have you seen Phantom?
Yeah.
Where did you see it, Hudson?
We saw it on Broadway.
You're not Hudson.
That's a place to see it.
Did we see it on Broadway?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
I think so.
Tell your dad to take you to London next time to watch it.
Okay.
Okay.
Where did you guys go this summer?
We went to New York.
Yes, you did. Where else?
Yeah,
Hudson?
India.
What did you like better, New York or India?
New York.
Shocker.
And India. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, please don't make me feel like we went to India. And before we went to India, where did we go?
Dubai. Oh, right, yeah.
Dubai. Was that fun?
Yeah.
Can you say
it was hot.
It was hot. It was really hot. But we had fun. And were you thankful? Have you been thankful that you've been able to do things like that?
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone can do it, can they? So we should appreciate what we have.
Yeah.
Michelle, not everyone can go to London for their 25th birthday and for Thanksgiving.
I'm very grateful.
So what are you guys grateful for?
I'm grateful for my family and my friends and that, yeah.
Anything else?
My dog.
Your dog. Hudson?
I'm grateful for, my family and friends and my dog and, my house.
Yeah.
Your house.
Yeah.
What do you like about your house?
I don't know.
You like it better when I'm not there?
What?
Is it his house? Does he own it?
Do you own it?
No.
No.
Well, I mean.
You're thinking of maybe taking it over at some point. You got to work hard to get a house. Especially nowadays, it's tough. It's not so easy, so don't take it for granted. That's the problem sometimes, that we take things for granted. Michelle, wouldn't you agree?
I agree. 100%.
What do you take for granted?
Ooh, that's a good question. What do I take for granted?
Getting your nails done, getting your hair done.
I think Yeah, having an easygoing boss that lets me stroll in to work. Otherwise, most people would be fired. I think back in your day, right, you couldn't like be late.
You would have been fired the first day. First day, you would have been done. But I guess things change. I mean, it's a different generation. What's it going to be like when you guys are ready to go to work? Are you going to be as lazy as the generation is now?
No. I don't know. Probably not.
No. Why not?
Because I'll be like motivated.
What's going to motivate you?
To make money.
I know. That's Hudson. He's motivated.
That's awesome.
That hits home with Michelle because she really likes guys who are motivated by money.
I am motivated by money as well.
Yes, and she wants to...
And I work hard.
Yes, you do. And that's really important to you. What about you, Hudson? Are the girls that you date motivated by money?
I don't know.
Can we talk about your love life? Would that be okay?
No.
Okay. Well, he's got one.
Just so. Free advice. Girls like guys who have money.
Yeah.
He's heard. Exactly. That was Art. The right kind of girl. I don't know about that. Harper, are you going to only like guys for their money?
No.
What are you going to like them for?
I'm not sure.
What makes you excited about a guy when you see him?
Why are we talking about this? I don't know.
Should we talk about Hudson's girlfriend?
Yeah, we should.
No.
You don't want her? Head cheerleader.
Can I say her name?
Pretty good.
No.
Yeah. Can he? Can she or no? It's okay,
I don't
right?
Care.
She doesn't care.
So her name is Olivia.
And she's so sweet.
Yeah, she's nice.
She's very outgoing and very wonderful, and they make a very nice couple.
Head cheerleader, that sounds straight out of a movie, because I know you're an athlete.
Yeah, he's a big athlete. So, yeah, it is from a movie. It's like, you know, let's see if it's a storybook ending or not, but I think that's something you're thankful for. Are you thankful for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, at your age to bag one, yeah, it's pretty good.
What's wrong with you? I ask myself that a lot too.
What's wrong with me? All right, so let's get serious for a second because I want to say I'm thankful for, first of all, my law firm, Michelle. It's been a great asset to have you with us. And when you work, you are an amazing legal mind.
Thank you. You've had a great year yourself.
I did. What did I do?
Made the firm a lot of money.
Oh, there she goes. Back to the money thing. We're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about heart.
You've helped a lot of injured workers.
I helped a lot of people. The most satisfying thing that I have in my job is when I get letters and emails, cards and goodies from my clients who say, you saved my life, you've changed my life, you're an angel, God put me together with you so that my life could be better. That really means a lot, and that's what motivates me. What motivates you, Harper?
I don't know.
You haven't figured it out yet?
Not yet.
But you're kind of into fashion like Michelle is, so that's motivating.
Mm-hmm.
How about school?
I like school. It can be hard sometimes, but...
Yeah, but you guys are doing great, both of you. I'm very proud, and I'm thankful that you've done so well this year, both of you in middle school. Is that true, Hudson?
Yeah.
Tell us about your school.
It's a good school.
And?
And
you're doing well?
Yeah.
You study hard?
Yeah.
You work hard?
Yeah.
Does mommy get on top of you to make sure you get your... homework done?
Yeah.
No.
No?
The controversy.
I think she does, and she does a great job. We should be thankful for her, right?
Yeah.
Do you have anything to say about that, Hudson? Your mother?
No.
No?
I mean, I really like her, and she's the best mom I could ever have.
Wow. Harper?
She's like amazing and she's really caring and nice and she's the best mom.
Wow, you guys are really going to do well at home when she hears this. She would like to be here, but she's busy today. What else are we thankful for? I want to say that I'm thankful. I talked about our firm, about Michelle, about everyone in our firm. I'm very thankful for my family. I mean, it's a cliche to say that we're grateful to have a family, but I got really lucky with you two because you're all, both of you are very, very sweet and nice. Not all the time, of course, because at home sometimes you can get a little bratty, but generally, you are really great kids, and everyone loves you. Do you know what I heard from every teacher you've ever had?
What?
You know what? I've told you this. They said, if every one of my students was like your kid, I would just be the happiest teacher in the world.
Aww.
And that's a great, great compliment, and I've heard it so often from both of you. It's not, you both have a lot of things going for you. Harper, you're a singer, of course.
Yeah.
And you just got a solo at school.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to sing for the solo? Do you want to try it now?
No.
You don't? Can't you sing something? I love listening to your voice.
I haven't really warmed up yet, so.
What part did you get?
It's like I just got like a solo in one of the songs.
And it's for the whole middle school or the whole school?
Oh, 6th through 12th.
6th through 12th. And Hudson, last year you had a solo, so you're a singer too. Now, you guys are going to be celebrating what's called the B'nai Mitzvah, which is about in bar mitzvah together, coming up in August.
Yeah.
Do you want to do anything now as you're preparing for it? Would you like to sing something?
I don't really Hebrew? Have my
Hebrew.
We can translate it. We can get an interpreter.
I forgot.
I mean, I don't really have, like, my book, so, like,
Baruch
I don't have any.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam.
Very good. Wow, you've learned. You've learned a lot. Harper, you don't want to sing?
No.
I'm not going to be able to twist your arm? Okay, I'm not. She's giving me the evil eye. So I was saying how thankful I am for having you guys. And the sports, Hudson's, you know, your athletics has really given me a lot of pride and joy seeing how great athlete you are and also a great student. But above all, what's most important, Michelle?
Health.
Health. You heard that from our firm the other day.
Yes.
What after health, assuming we have health, which is the most important. If you don't have health, you have nothing. But let's say we have our health. What is it that's really important?
Family.
And being good people.
Being good people, having kind hearts.
Kind hearts. What else are you thankful for?
The people in my life.
Yeah.
That, like, yeah.
The people in your life, that's a good one. Like family, friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Teachers, maybe.
Yeah,
teachers.
Can I ask you, too, what makes a good friend, in your opinion?
Probably someone who's, like, loyal and, like, really kind, but also, like, funny and, like, it's fun to, like, to hang out with.
Those are good traits for friends.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Hudson?
Yeah, same as her. Like, funny, mostly.
Funny. And both of you have a great sense of humor. That's what keeps me going, your sense of humor. You don't get too uptight. We're just about ready to close the show, so we have 2 minutes. I want to think about this Thanksgiving thing. First of all, it's been so nice to celebrate your birthday, even though you hated the gifts that the kids gave.
I loved the gifts.
And in the last couple minutes, what do you want to say that would be almost philosophical, something that's really important to you? I know that's a hard question, but what's really important on Thanksgiving weekend?
To, like, think, like...
To be, like, grateful for the things that we have.
I have one. To be present and cherish every single moment.
What does that mean?
To, like...
Be present and cherish every moment.
That's what it means. That's pretty amazing. All right, how much time do we have left? We have 1 minute. I just want to say one last thing. I want to thank everyone for listening. I'm grateful for our audience, for people who make us a success. Everyone on the show last week with Corey Feldman, the 100,000 views on our video on TikTok. That was really nice. And I really appreciate having my kids here. This means more than anything. I've had over 500 guests sitting in these chairs.
Aww.
And guess who my 2 favorite guests are who are sitting here right now?
Us.
Us.
Yes.
How sweet.
And Michelle. But yes, Michelle will understand when I say thank you for being my kids. And thanks for listening on this wonderful Thanksgiving weekend.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.